Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to the Nick Oliveri Show. I am your host, of course, Nick Oliveri, five-time independent best-selling author nationwide, Ukrainian-born, growing up in the United States, living in the United States. We got a big topic to talk about, and I'm going to shock you, and I bet you this will be my most downloaded episode to date. I'm sure you saw the title by now. And that's why, in a meta-commentarily way, commentarily is now a word, it'll be my most downloaded, reviewed, and listened to episode. It's about negativity. Negativity. And why it sells. Why does negativity sell? You may think, oh my gosh, there's so much negativity in the world, depending on where you live. Maybe even everywhere you live. You may think there's only negativity in the world. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever bitten your cheek? Have you ever bitten your tongue? Have you ever had a wound to your mouth from a baseball or a swing or a foot or a fist? Have you ever been punched in the mouth? Have you ever even been bleeding in the mouth? Why do I ask this? Well, I have another question. In the succeeding time, when your cheek bleeds, or when your lip bleeds, or when your tongue bleeds, or when any part of your mouth bleeds, where does your tongue go? Seriously, where does your tongue go? Because I bet you, $100 million, and you can put me in debt if you want to bet me on this, but I'm not going to go into debt because I know the answer. Your tongue goes to the wound. Your tongue constantly fingers. It constantly prods. It constantly goes to the wound in your cheek where you bit. Your tongue, I'm doing the thing right now. I bit my cheek, and my tongue is going to that place where the scar tissue is, or where the scar tissue needs to build. That's where your tongue goes. You know what the negativity is in this representation, in this metaphor? It's where the blood is coming from. Oh my gosh, blood. Nick Oliveri just mentioned blood. Yes, I can be a fairly negative person sometimes. Why does this fit the episode's content? Why does this fit my motif? Why does this fit what I'm talking about? Why am I even talking about this at all? Let me answer you. I compliment people all the time.
I say, you're a multi-potentialite. I tell people, I'm not going to name them, but like, oh, they know who they are. You're a multi-potential. Oh my gosh, you're so talented. Oh my gosh, you can do so many things in so many areas. You're such an intellectual, or you're so talented. You can do two disparate things at two disparate times. It's incredible. Yes, we may hang on compliments, But what if someone told you today while you were walking down the street that you looked fat? What if someone told you today, if you ever published a book or made a movie, that it was awful? That your book was shit? That your movie was filth? In that there's a reason why no studios picked up your movie. And so there's a reason why you had to go independent with it. Does that make sense? Well, I'm gonna explain to you why it does. From a psychological, neurological perspective. But also from a pop cultural perspective. And also from an anecdotal perspective. I am a creator myself. I'm a novelist. I'm a best-selling one at that. I got haters. But I've also been very negative to people. I don't mind insulting people. In fact, sometimes, often, I like to jab them. I like to get them in their sides, in their ribs, in their gut. Not for a kill shot, but for something they'll remember. Oh my gosh, Nick, why would you do this? Well, I just said the word remember. Remember. Remember why your tongue moves to the bitten part of your cheek. Why does it do this? Let's get into a hip-hop figure. Do you know what hip-hop is? To some people listening, many people from Western Europe, Australia, and the United States that listen to my podcast, and then otherwise too, but that's mostly my audience, they'll think about hip-hop. Think about a very, very, very popular hip-hop figure in the news today. In the news today. 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 And that's been in the news for a while. And that's shared the spotlight with no one. That has dominated the news. That has dominated publicity forever. It seems, anyway. If you were to ask me that question, I'd say Kanye West. Kanye West. The guy that just made a song with a hook. If you don't know what a hook is, it's in between rap verses. That is basically like either a singer or just something to get you into the melody of the song more. To introduce you to the instrumentation of the song more. Right? His hook was N-word Heil Hitler, N-word Heil Hitler, N-word Heil Hitler. That's what he said. Kanye West said this. I'm going to introduce you to a converse of that. Do you know John Krasinski? Definitely not as well as you know Kanye West. Definitely not as often as you heard Kanye West. Definitely not as... You don't hear John Krasinski nearly to the point as you hear Kanye West. Kanye West is everywhere. He's always been everywhere, ever since, even before the Obama administration. He went on an NGO shooting, as in not actual like gun shooting, but a video shooting where he said infamously, he said George Bush doesn't care about black people. He said that with a straight face. And I remember that. And yes, I'm a huge hip-hop fan. But what else has he said? Are you not into hip-hop? Are you more into pop or country? Have you ever heard of Taylor Swift? Well, if you've heard of Taylor Swift and you've studied any of her background, you'd know that Kanye West is tied to it. Why is Kanye West tied to Taylor Swift's background? Why are all of her exes tied to Taylor Swift's background? But most importantly, Kanye West. He stole the spotlight in a very negative way, in a very dubious way, in a very almost malevolent way, in a manic way. He was like manic. And he said Beyonce deserved the award. He took in 2010 the... Or 2009, I don't know. It was either or.
maybe 08, I don't know. I was 8 at the time. He took the spotlight from Taylor Swift. He literally grabbed the mic at the VMAs. He took it from Taylor Swift, the biggest pop star in the world. In the world, Taylor Swift. She literally has a name for her fans. They call them Swifties. Taylor Swift is one of the more powerful people in the whole entire world. Nonetheless, a nation of the United States. I promise you this. You know Taylor Swift, but you also know Kanye West. Now, has Kanye West produced some great music? In my opinion, he has. If you're not a hip-hop fan, then you'd say, oh no, it's all rubbish. It's all crap. It's all garbage. It's all hoo-ha. Whatever, man. Whatever, folks. Whatever, lady. That's okay. But you know who Kanye West is. Let's get to someone who's also related to Kanye West. Is he really related? No, but I'm making the connection because I'm Nick Oliveri and this is my podcast. Have you ever heard of the, quote, American Web Series? That's what it's called. 2020 American Web Series created and hosted by American actor and filmmaker John Krasinski on YouTube. It's called Some Good News. Oh my gosh, isn't that great? He's gonna show puppies. He's gonna show great acts of charity, of people loving one another. Isn't that awesome? I actually really do believe that's awesome. I say a lot of bad things, by the way, on Twitter and privately via text. And like, by the way, if you're listening to this, or like, I'm sure my texts are gonna get leaked. I've said so many bad things in my books. You can read Monsters in My Mind. Be my guest. I had a counselor called on me for someone reading that book. The first chapter, and they didn't finish. That's how polarizing my work is. I don't care if anyone leaks my text because I know that negativity sells. And why don't I sell you on negativity? Not evil, negativity. Negativity like a car crash. Negativity like human accidents. Negativity like human conundrums. Negativity like human conflict. Human conflict isn't always evil. There is evil in the world, at least I believe so, but negativity itself is labeled as its own. And we all know this. Why do we know this? Why do we know this? John Krasinski's Some Good News was bought by some like big outlet. It was like ABC or NBC or whatever. Like some big cable outlet, right? I looked up the only reason I ever found out. Now, hold on. Let me step back. If you don't know who John Krasinski is, have you ever seen a little tiny niche show called The Office? The Office with like Steve Carell, Michael the boss, Dwight, Pam, Jim, Stanley, Meredith, you know, Angela. Well, John Krasinski played Jim. That's where, you know, more or less he got his start. Because it was one of the biggest shows in the world at the time and still now, at least in the Western world. And John Krasinski has gone because he's a very smart person. He's a very adept person, and I'm not blaming him. I love Some Good News. But you know what? Even though I've heard of it, I've never clicked on it. I've never once read or seen or watched or listened to any of Some Good News. You know who I know all about right now, this day? Some Good News started in 2020. And it was this movement to create news that's positive. Why would anyone even think about creating news that's positive? Well, let me tell you. Because most news that sells and most news that's good, good as in, you know, creating revenue, creating clicks, is bad. It's negative, folks. It's where the cheek bleeds, hearkening back to the beginning of the episode. Kanye West. I looked up some good news. It just said it's a 2020, yada, 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 2020. That was 5 years ago as I record this. 5 years ago. In the internet world, in the contemporary world, even in the antiquated world, like the Mongols took over most of the known world. Augustus built Rome and constructed it into a city of marble from a city of stone in 5 to 10 to 15 years. So like 5 years is a little while to pass. 5 years is a good amount of time, folks. It references it as a 2020 American web series. Now, John Krasinski is a little, as a figure, is more, we'll say popular and current than that. But then I looked up a figure, and maybe he's a little known. Maybe you don't know him. Maybe you haven't heard of him. His name is Kanye West. I just looked up, I Googled two words, K-A-N-Y-E, space, second word, W-E-S-T, as in like the compass location to the left of east. I don't know if I'm describing it well, but it's Kanye West. I looked up Kanye West. You know what it said on Google? Top stories. Bianca Censori shares super rare video with Kanye West at Leaf Science blah, 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 one day ago. Larry Hoover Jr. thanks Kanye West, blah, 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 one day ago. Kanye West slams unpaid services, blah, 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 5 hours ago. Another one, 16 hours ago. Another one, 11 hours ago. Another one, one day ago. Another one, one day ago. His Wikipedia page was just updated as I record this on May 30th at 1:53 a.m. Eastern Time. 43 minutes ago, and that's without refreshing my Google page. It was probably updated about a half hour ago. That's Kanye West. And what is he known for? Well, I just talked about it. Right now, even though, yes, 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 I understand. A rebuttal to me and a rebuttal to my argument might be, he made the album Graduation. He made the album Late Registration. He made the album, his debut, The College Dropout. It was, they were fantastic pieces of work. He made Donda. He made Ye, which on the cover said, I hate being bipolar. It's awesome, right? Kind of artistic. Whoa, who knew? Who knew Kanye West was artistic? Clearly he is. Some would say he's a genius. Some would say, in a more fair term, he's extremely talented, creative, and has some geniusness in him, but he is an evil figure. He should be hated. Right? And others would just say he should be hated because he just made a song saying N-word, Heil Hitler, N-word, Heil Hitler, N-word, Heil Hitler as his hook to his latest song. As I record this, May 30th, 2025. In the early morning, Eastern Daylight, American, may I add. Okay, you're saying, well, Kanye West, well, he's been... Here's your rebuttal to why negativity doesn't always sell the best and isn't always the best. If you want to be more popular. How long has Kanye West been in the news? I'm not even going to answer that for you. Before 2010, that's for sure. When everybody has zigged, he has zagged. And it doesn't matter if it's only about antics.
If it's only about PR, if it's only about presence and money and status, or if it's about he's trying to get his true message out, and his true message is just negative to the ultimate larger populace at hand, right? It doesn't matter. So I looked up an article. Wait, before I go into this, before I go into some more psychological studies and continue to convince you why negativity sells, I'm just going to do a quick anecdote. I have spoken and actually worked with some of the largest PR, and when I say largest, I mean not by weight. They're not very super large humans, like 500 pounds. Sorry if you're listening to this and you're 500 pounds. I would wish you the best, but go for a walk and eat a salad. The largest as in influence. These people have also worked with the biggest musicians, the biggest celebrities. They have worked with folks so influential and so famous, they couldn't tell me who they worked with. And I worked with them. And they said, and they were very cynical. You know what they said? They said, cook up controversy. I said, that's no problem because I'm a dickhead. And they said, no, you aren't. And I said, yeah, I am. I just told my neighbor, who's one of like my family friends that my parents know very well, whose youngest daughter is going to Penn State, that Penn State is for sluts and Penn State is for whores. Did I mean that? No. But you know what I said at the beginning of this episode? Hang on with me. Hang on with me before you write me off as just another jackass. Hang on with me for 1 second. For 1 second, please. Please, I beg you. I beg you. I beg you. I'm on my knees. Well, I'm sitting in a chair, but I'm metaphorically on my knees. I have paid so many people so many compliments, and it only goes so far. When I say negative words, and when I lash out, and when I text people bad things, when I tweet bad things, when I text other people bad things, when I text groups bad things, when I Instagram people bad things, negative things. Let's, just for the sake of this episode, instead of bad to evil, let's equate and synonymize bad with negative, because that's what we're focusing on, negativity, because it's about human survival. They needed to look at blood, the early humans, they needed to look at people dying to be like, oh, that's how they died? Okay, I won't do that. I need to focus on that. I need to remember that. And that's what your ancestors were. Your ancestors were idiots that then learned and got smarter. But you never got much smarter in this one simple case. You elected Donald Trump. Oh my gosh, my listener base is saying, I'm from Germany. I'm from Australia. I'm from France. I'm from Sweden. I'm from Russia. I have so many countries that listen to this podcast and are just like, I don't vote there. Well, a lot of the United States listens to this podcast. And I'll tell you one thing. They voted in Donald Trump. And they're saying,
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong. So you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class. And our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I didn't vote for Donald Trump. Well, you helped him get elected. How about that? And you know how you did it? Through feeding off negativity. You listened and watched the show. You listened and watched to CNN, to MSNBC, to ABC, to Jimmy Fallon, and all the rest of them, folks. You listened to the negativity, and you loved the negativity. And you're hating me right now because I'm saying you love negativity, but you do. You do. Deep down in your soul, in your spine. Do you know what your spine holds, by the way? Your spine is the highway
It's the Route 101. Have you ever been to California? If you haven't, then go. And if you're not going to go, then you're a loser. Because California's brilliant. Just don't live there because it kind of sucks to live there. But it's an insanely amazing to visit. It's an incredible piece of land in a state. Just don't live there. 101, Highway 101 is like, and I'd say the 5. They're some of the most traveled highways in the world. They're some of those backed up highways in the world every single day, especially during the week. It has so many people. It's so clogged, but it's so beautiful. Why do I bring 101 up? Because your spinal cord is the 101. It's the backed up, but it's also the heart of California. They call the 5 the heart of California. If you want to get to LA from San Jose, it's a 6 to 7 to 8 to 9 hour drive from SF to LA. It's the heart of California, and your spine is the heart of your central nervous system. And deep down in your spine, from your brain, you communicate messages of negativity. And your conscious mind right now is rebuking me in maybe likelihood, or some of you are just nodding along and being like, holy crap, Nick, say more. Can you give me more examples? Or I'm going to give you more examples. I'm going to give you more examples. But for those who are rebuking me, but still actually really respectfully still listening, I'm going to try to cater to you. I'm going to try to sell you on this idea because it's not just an idea. It's a proven fact. And your central nervous system is just a Route 5 and a Route 101 and an 84 for negativity, because your ancestors needed to learn who bled and why they bled. And that instinct, whether you like them or hate them or love them or despise him or want to see him killed or want to see him live forever or want to see him suffer or want to see him go out in glory forever and all time, whatever you think about these two people, Kanye West and Donald Trump are two of the most enigmatic, and if not enigmatic, magnetic figures of all time. Of all time. Do I say that kindly? Do I say that with hatred? I'm saying this equally and with as level head as I can. There's something. Do you like true crime? Let me ask you that. Do you like true crime? Are any of you listeners into true crime? Boom. Roasted. Oh, wait. John Krasinski was on that show when Steve Carell said that. Boom. Roasted. Are you into true crime? You love negativity. You helped Donald Trump get into office. You helped Kanye West make more and more and more money and stay in the headlines longer and longer and longer and longer with his girl or wife or whatever, the mistress, bitch, whatever, Bianca or whatever her name is, B or M or whatever. It's not Kim anymore. Stay in the gosh darn news. Do you like horror? Horror. 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 As we'd say in Boston. Do you like thrillers? That's negativity. I'm going to get even better. I'm going to get even deeper. It's 28 minutes, but we're going into this, folks. This is a big time thing. Negativity freaking sells. And you know what these top PR agents said to me? They said they were the most cynical people I've ever spoken to, and yet they were some of the most successful people I've spoken to in the entertainment business, period. And I'm in the entertainment business. I'm in the entertainment business. They're some of the most successful people I've ever spoken to. I told them, hey, I was born in Ukraine. Is that like a, should I like demonstrate or like talk about? And they interrupted me and they go, yes, yes, the Russo-Ukrainian war is happening. You gotta advertise that. That'll give you big sympathy. There's a ton going on there. There's a ton going on there. You got to advertise that. You got to put that as right next to your front name. And by the way, folks, I do that. I do that on my Instagram. I do that on my Twitter. And if you think I'm just a cynical bastard for doing so, then you should grow up. You should grow the hell up. I've said so many bad things on text. And they're all going to get leaked because I'm only going to get more famous. And this episode's going to get the most downloads because it's about negativity. And people love negativity. And I'm proving it to you as meta commentary that people love negativity. And I'm going to continue to prove it to you through studies, anecdotes, and pop culture and history. What are some of the most famous paintings? Well, you can look at A Starry Night, right? Starry Night. It's beautiful. In fact, there is some sort of theorem, some sort of math nerd. You can tell I'm not a very big numbers guy. Who, or maybe it was a whole study that found out that Vincent Van Gogh's Starry Night painting, this Van Gogh painting was mathematically correlated to actually how the winds or the clouds, something that had to do with astronomy and how it works, it flowed with the natural cadence and rhythm of things, which bodes to Vincent Van Gogh's genius. As a creator, as an artist, and as a painter. You know that painting. It's The Starry Night. It's one of the most important, influential, and well-known paintings ever. Ever. And he was just an impoverished Dutchman who was only supported by his brother Theo. Right? Right? But you know what some of the other most famous paintings are? Besides that one? In the Mona Lisa? Francisco de Goya's black paintings. Look those ones up. Oh boy. Look those ones up. Huh? Look those ones up. Look up Goya black paintings. You're not going to see positive things. You're going to see, as the name suggests, negative things. I'm going to ask you the questions again. Are you into true crime? Do you listen to true crime podcasts? Do you read books about murder mysteries? I know a lot of you do. I know a lot of you do. Because I'm in the industry of publishing and writing, and it's one of the most popular genres, and it has been since Agatha Christie. Murder mysteries. Murder. Murder's a negative thing, folks, but we're fascinated by it. We love it. We love it. You may not want to murder, but you love murder. I'm not saying you're evil, but you love murder. I'm not saying you glorify murder by watching murder, but you love it. You love mob movies. And if you don't love any of those things, you like horror? You like thrillers? If you don't like any of those things, have you ever heard of Hieronymus Bosch? Another painter in actually the early 1500s, going way back before Vincent Van Gogh, a couple hundred years in fact. He had this painting called The Garden of Earthly Delights. Look that one up. Have you ever heard of Dante's Inferno? Infierno. Infierno. That's only one part of what's called Dante's Divine Comedy. Some of you may know the whole work because it goes into Purgatorio and it also goes into the heaven state. Guess what the most famous part of Dante's Divine Comedy is? By far. By the widest margin you can possibly think of. By 10,000%. Guess what the most referenced, cared about, read, listened to, and proffered part of Dante's Divine Comedy is? It's three parts. It's heaven, it's hell, and it's purgatory. Guess. I'm going to leave you a few seconds here. And please guess what disproportionately, exponentially, is Dante's most read. You already know the answer, by the way I'm talking, but just guess. Just think about it for a second. And if you're denying my claims, and if you're still listening, I want you to think about it. Is Dante's Divine Comedy in pop culture today, and even in Christian lore and belief today? I'm talking about big time spiritual beliefs. What is the most common, the most referenced by far? Literary journals, Wattpad fan fiction, movies, TV shows, all that. Between Dante's heaven, Dante's purgatory, and Dante's hell, or inferno, or infierno. Which of the three do you think is the most cited, the most referenced, and the most known? I'm going to give you 10 seconds. Folks, it's Inferno. I'm going to give you another thing. I do like hip-hop. I'm a fan of hip-hop. If you've been listening to this show, you'll know I love hip-hop, right? A$AP Rocky, in one of Metro Boomin's latest albums, you might not know anything of this, or you might know all about it. I don't care. There's the most famous quote in the whole album, which was a big deal in the United States, especially in the hip-hop, like, popular culture scene, was A$AP Rocky. By the way, he's married to and has a child with Rihanna. Have you ever heard of Rihanna? She's so famous, she only goes by one name. A$AP Rocky in the album said, "Every superhero needs a super villain. Every superhero needs a super villain. Every superhero needs a super villain." Ponder that. Have you ever seen a car crash on the road? If you're 12 years old listening, you still may have. If your dad, your mom, your Uber driver, your guardian, your grandpa, your friend, whatever, your uncle was driving, and you saw the car crash, and maybe there were beautiful mountains. Maybe you were driving through New Hampshire, and you saw, or Vermont, and you saw the green mountains to the right. Maybe you were driving through California, and you saw the golden hills to the left on the 101. But in California, you looked right at the car crash going north. You couldn't take your eyes off of it, even though it was negative. It was a tragedy. It was a tragedy. It was negative. And you couldn't take your eyes off of it. And I know that about you. Ooh, I know that about you. And I've said horrible things, and they're all going to come out the more famous I get. And I continue to sell books, because guess what book I sell the most? Here's an anecdotal piece of evidence that negativity sells. My best-selling work out of all of my works, and my debut, The Conjurer, was a number one Amazon new release. This book published just about, I don't know, like 6 months afterwards or something like that. Maybe it was like 10 months afterwards. I don't know. It wasn't long afterwards. I think it was 10 months. It was July of 2023 or 2022. I don't know. It's 2025 now. It's called Monsters in My Mind. It sells every day. It sells in retailers. It sells in the Western Hemisphere. It sells in the Eastern Hemisphere. It sells on Amazon. It sells on Target.com and Walmart.com. Do you know why? Well, one, it's beautifully written and you gotta check it out, and the link is in the freaking description. But two, it's my most polarizing work to date. It gets the most one star and it gets the most five star reviews out of any of my works. It's my most polarizing work because it's very negative. It's negative. Right? It's negative. Right? I may be an ideological enemy to your belief system. I may agree with your belief system. And you know what? There's a ton of media out there. Most of it, really. That just kind of agrees with you and makes you stay within your own bubble. And that's called confirmation bias. Weirdly enough, just like love and just like familiarity, do you know what ties into familiarity? Do you know what ties into familiarity? Real question. Real question. Negativity. So if you hate Donald Trump, you're going to look at all the reasons why Kamala lost and America's racist. You're going to look at all the reasons why Black Lives Matter is being suppressed by the order and why Elon Musk is awful. And I'm not saying this objectively. I am saying this objectively. I'm not saying this from any point of view. I can turn it around. If you're more of a right winger, if you're more of a social conservative, all you're going to see is Ben Shapiro affirming the actions of Trump. Oh my gosh, everything he signs into law is so great. But you know what else you're going to see? So much negativity, hating. On the other side, that is what drives his content. That's what drives Ben Shapiro's content and all the right wingers' content. And that's what drives MSNBC and The View and all the left wingers' content. Hassan Piker, who cares? All of them, they thrive off negativity and they know it. And look at your YouTube or look at your TikTok or look at your Instagram notifications. I get. Just like mainly sports stuff, but you know, that's what it is. That's where we're at. And if you're thinking after I said that's where we're at, Nick, where are we gonna go? Well, guess what? We're going to go nowhere because you're not gonna change the very makeup of your DNA, of the very DNA that your ancestors brought you. Yes, we have neuroplasticity. Yes, we can focus on positive things. Yes, we can all strive to be like the Dalai Lama. Yes, we can all try to follow, like, you know, the Eightfold Path of the Buddha. Siddhartha Gautama. We can all try to listen to Lao Tzu's Tao Te Ching. Although I was with a Vietnamese. No, sorry. Thai girl. Thai. And I'm not pronouncing it right. And I never will be able to. Because she proved that I'm not able to. We can all strive to do that. And go to Eastern philosophy or even Western philosophy. And say, hey, positivity. Hey, look at all these charities that LeBron's donating to. Look at all these charities that Ronaldo's donating to. Messi is donating to. Oh my gosh, he's feeding the kids. Oh, it's great. That doesn't get the same amount of clicks as, guess what? Ronaldo just said, I'm young, I'm handsome, and I don't care what you say about me because I score goals and I make freaking money. I make more money than you. That's kind of negative. That's kind of enforcing. That's kind of empirical. But we respond to that. And do you know why we respond to that? Evolutionary bias, emotional response. Negative news often elicits stronger emotional responses from viewers or readers than positive news. Try to disprove me. And if you're reading this and you have tweets from me or texts from me, I dare you to leak them because it will only grow my star larger. It will only rise my star. That's the beauty of it. For me, anyway. For you guys, maybe not. Unless you're like a great creator, then maybe so. And I'm trying to inspire you guys. I'm not trying to inspire you folks, you men and you women and you otherwise folks, you transgenders. I'm not trying to inspire you to elicit negative comments, negative output in the world. I'm telling you like it is. Like it is, folks. Men, woman, or otherwise. Gender fluid. Gender queer. I don't care what you are. You evolutionarily respond to negativity. That's why Kanye West and Elon Musk and Donald Trump are at the forefront of your mind. Ow! Negativity. And if you're right wing, that's why you focus so much on Kamala Harris. Though she had so much less substance than, say, Trump on his campaign trail. The right wingers focused on Kamala and saying in the 2024 election for President of the United States, we're bashing her. Bashing that woman of color. Oh my gosh. How could they do that? I'll tell you objectively, from a standpoint of no politics, but a standpoint from a guy that has said so many more negative things than you, so many more outlandish things than you probably ever have said in your entire life. It's negativity from the right, from the left, from the center, from the way right, from the way left, from the up, from the down. It's negativity. It's negativity that sells. I'm not encouraging you to do that. Because if you have no skill and you have no talent and you have no work ethic and you're only negative, then you're going to go nowhere. But I will leave you with this. I will leave you with this. On the Nick Oliveri Show, I am Nick Oliveri. I have said so many bad things. Oh my goodness. I've done some things. Oh my goodness. Negativity sells. It gets clicks. People want to read about it. And then your star rises. media agenda and profit motives center around negativity. Why? Because social comparison. You want to feel like you're better than me. By the way, ethically, you probably are. Confirmation bias. You want to confirm that you're better than me. You got it, Chief.
You got it, Chief. You got it, Chief. You got it, Chief. I'm going to smoke my peyote.
You got it, Chief. Evolutionary bias. Emotional response. These are all things that I can't get into unless I had like 4 more hours. I'm telling you right now, negativity sells. And if you haven't been convinced by my podcast, by this episode, then please comment. Please comment. Tell me why you weren't convinced. Tell me why Kanye West is in the news more than John Krasinski. Other than negativity. Tell me why Donald Trump got elected likelier than Kamala, who, yes, objectively had a relatively vapid campaign, but it was out of positivity. She had very little negative things to say other than, oh, Trump sucks. Trump had way more negative things to say. And it's not just about the election. This is almost an hour podcast. You're welcome, by the way. This is my blood, sweat, and tears going into this. Okay? I'm not taking a side here. And I don't really care because whoever got elected is just going to be ruled by the people with more money. So that's where I stand. Either way, though, CNN, MSNBC, through their negativity, got Trump elected. Why? Because they made money off of saying the T word. What is the T word? It's not testosterone. It's not testicles. The T word is not tacos. The T word is not tambourine. T-A-M-B as in boy. O-U-R-I-N as in Nicholas. E as in Evelyn. It's Trump. That's the T word. And that's what everyone talks about. And a lot of it's negative. Most of it's negative. Guess who people talk about more right now? Guess who people talked about more before Trump got elected? It was Trump, not Kamala. Guess who Kamala talked about more than anything? Trump. Guess what Trump talked about? Whatever the hell he wanted. Whatever the hell he wanted to. Media agenda and profit motives. Psychological impact. And this is all coming from, not all, okay, I made most of this podcast, but in terms of psychological impact, you can think of in media agenda, profit motives. If you're like a socialist, you're going to hate this, but negativity sells. It sells, okay? It sells. It sells. It sells. Social comparison. You want to seem more virtuous than Kanye. Confirmation bias. Quote from the co-president and CEO, the chief executive officer of My Summit Wealth, said negative news stories often involve comparisons between individuals or groups, highlighting disparities in wealth, power, or privilege, which can trigger feelings of superiority. or Schadenfreude in some readers of yours. Do you know what Schadenfreude is? It's roughly the German term for listening or reading or hearing or watching someone suffer. Someone going through a negative time. I'm going to leave you with this, okay? Nick Oliveri, this is the Nick Oliveri Show. I'm Nick Oliveri, 5-time number one best-selling novelist, independent. I've never had a publisher go with me because they suck. I've never had an agent agree with me because they suck. And the only agents that will go with me don't suck. I've never found an agent that doesn't suck. I've never found a publisher that doesn't suck. So I'm me. You're saying, oh, that's negative. That's offensive. You shouldn't say that. This is going to sell. Bitch. 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 Is that a negative word? Oh, yeah, it is. But you're better than me because I just said that. I've said so many worse things, and you're going to find them out. My book is selling like gangbusters right now on Amazon. Monsters in My Mind. Don't check it out if you don't like negativity or true crime or horror or thrillers or family. If you don't like family, or you don't like being single, or you love being single, don't check it out. Don't check it out. But I'm just telling you, the CEO of My Summit Wealth, Jason Print, CFP, said, confirmation bias. People want to feel like they're superior to the ones they're reading about and watching. That is way more rooted in us than watching someone succeed, because jealousy is a much larger part of us than our superiority. And if you don't realize that, then read Monsters in My Mind. And if you don't realize that, or think you do and don't want to read Monsters in My Mind, then you should. Because you a bish. You a bish, Eric Faulkner. Eric Faulkner, you a bish. And Penn State is for sluts. So, oh man, was that negative? Holy cow. That's a giant school. That was negative. Hopefully you don't sell this. Hopefully you don't rise my star, idiots. Most of you are not idiots, by the way. The people that listen to my podcast are not idiots. So you guys understand what I'm trying to do there. That's just for fun. But I'm going to let you off now. I'm going to wrap it up with a simple version here. I'm going to say a name. Two words. First and last. Johnny Depp. Did you think about him as Sweeney Todd? Or did you think about him in the Amber Heard trial? One of them is positive and one of them is negative. Thank you very, very much for listening. I am Nick, the Chosen One, Oliveri, and I will see ya. Or you will hear me on the next one. Don't forget to check out the description below. Monsters in My Mind is well available to you. Come on now. Also, I have like 9 other published novels, 4 of which have been best-selling, but whatever. That's positive, not negative, so it's not going to sell. Yeah. Screw publishers. Good night. Good morning. Good day. Good afternoon. Good late morning. Good day to the hobbits. Good day to the giants.
Good day to the trees. Good day to the barren desert. I'm Nick Oliveri, your host. The one, the only. Ukrainian born. Yet a patriot still. Goodbye for now. Thank you so much for listening. Check it out below.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.